Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. You are now tuned in to Dree Smart Radio. Now tuned in to Street Smart Radio. I am your host, Gray Bossanova. Over the past couple of days, just the last time we were on air, we discussed some of the things that were going on in the country. Right now, our country is a little less than up in shambles, I would say. Over the past couple of days, I've been tuning into what has been going on in Virginia. They had a rally there, and one night, what actually happened was a whole slew of white supremacists decided they were going to light up some tiki torches and walk through a college campus, and basically the cry that no one will take their place. I don't know who said anybody was trying to take their place, but that's what they was marching for. People, they wanted us to know that ain't nobody gonna take their place. I don't understand why they would have to have a rally for that. I've never seen their well-being being what would I say, threatened constantly the way African Americans are. I don't see the struggles that they have to go through that African Americans have to. So why they would need to light some tiki torches and walk through a whole school campus, not thinking about, you know, these are college, this is, you know, there's a magnitude of things wrong with this. Especially when I heard, like, they're walking through a whole college campus with tiki torches. That right there alone, like, that is a sight that I'm pretty sure anyone, except for those kind of people, but for anybody to actually be there to see that, I could only imagine. Like, it automatically made me feel like we were going back in time. Like, everything that we worked on up to this point is totally, we're going back. I can honestly say I feel like they're trying to put some type back, excuse me, but us back into segregation. That's the way it looks. I mean, we can do only but so much. Because when we do, it's, oh, you're starting a race war, or you're making this all about race. But it's not us that's making it about race. We're trying to fight for our well-being. And we've been doing this for aeons, decades, centuries. Just having to fight for our well-being, just having to fight to walk down the street. How would you feel if your liberties were constantly under fire? How would you feel? What would you do? Would you turn a blind eye? You know, clearly that's what a lot of you like to do. Because as I stated before, you can give me updates on Love and Hip Hop. You can give me updates on all these different social networks and reality shows and all of that. But if I ask you a question about your history, will you know it? Have you researched that? What have you done to make a difference in your community? Tell me that. I want y'all to hold that thought right there, and we'll be right back. Right now, we're going to listen to this song, Pole Lesson. I want y'all to tell me how y'all feel about some of this music that I'm putting up here. Give me some feedback. Because I want to know what y'all think. So right now, we'll have Pole Lessons by Tolin the Goat.
Swift Bank.
Yeah.
Swift Bank. Swift Bank.
Aight.
Mixed by Tolin.
It's an anti-bro session. Get the fuck out of my view. He ain't getting money, ho. Yeah. Know the fuck going on.
Pop that pussy. DJ Iceberg in the motherfucking mix.
Class in session, pole legs. Do it on the deep bow legs. They ain't getting money, so petty for them bitches. Let them hate. 3-1, get ready, little bitch. Gon' fuck up the pole. Fuck up the pole. Fuck up the pole. Gon' fuck the pole up, baby. Fuck up the pole. Fuck up the pole. Fuck up the pole. Yeah, yeah. Better follow that Molly, yo, with some water. Like a shovel, I'm digging inside your daughter. Pot of gold on my wrist, cost a quarter. Tasha Lisa found her across the border. We be in the club, tipping bitches together. Me, coat long and fucking hanging on my Margiela's. If it ain't her on my mind, then I'm thinking about Chella. I done dropped a whole honey, she been twerking forever. Baby, pop that pussy, pop that pussy. Baby, pop that pussy, gotta pop that pussy. She got wet, 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 gotta mop that pussy. Slap on my joke, and I'ma top that pussy. Go collect that chick when you drop that pussy. That's a rich bitch, don't touch it, not your pussy. Got a movie coming soon, crew full of goons. And like balloon, baby, gone. Class in session, pole legs. Do it on the deep bow legs. They ain't getting money, so petty for them bitches. Let them hate. 3-1, get ready, little bitch. Gone fuck up the pole. Fuck up the pole. Fuck up the pole. Gone fuck the pole up, baby. Fuck up the pole. Fuck up the pole. Fuck up the pole, baby. Fuck the pole up.
I got a brand new pole. table in the middle of my living room. Bad bitches coming through tonight, I'm gonna be tipping soon. My girl told me don't get carried away, we only pick a two.
Why not?
So many bitches, I need a bigger room. Pole lesson, no question, get ready.
Get ready.
Make that air roll like jelly.
Jelly.
Drop it to the floor like a fetty. They ain't getting money so petty, it look like a robbery. Bitches taking nigga money, not a gunpoint without a mag. Yeah. More money than these niggas. I don't fall in that bracket, that's fact. What's the most money that you ever thrown through? Worst combination is a broke bitch with a don't do. Better have it put the poppin' whenever I come through.
Like, yeah.
Class in session, pole legend. Do it on the dip, bow legend. They ain't getting money so petty for them bitches. Let them hate. 3-2-1, get ready, little bitch. Gon' fuck up the pole. Fuck up the pole. Fuck up the pole. Gon' fuck the pole up, baby. Fuck up the pole. Fuck up the pole. Fuck up the pole, baby, fuck the pole up,
y'all. I can tell she's a freak now. Don't stop it, baby, keep dancing. She was pussy popping on the handstand. So I popped the band and started dropping bands. She put that ass on me, I just dropped my hand. She got me spilling, looking fucking up my clothes. Baby, pop the molly and she lost control. So that money flying and she lost her clothes. Told her fuck it up, she fucking up the pole. The club going up, she going up the pole. She let the money fall, then she popped that. Just doing real pimping like a top hat. All out like we ride with the top back. Told her, baby, I just wanna see you pop that.
Welcome back to the Fast Lane on Street Smart Radio. Miss Amira, good morning. Lady.
What's up,
boo?
Good morning.
All right,
I'm
now.
Here, you know.
Yes, how you doing today?
Blessed and highly favored.
I know that's right. How you feel about
how
all
about
these
yourself?
Shenanigans going on? I'm doing great, actually. I'm feeling good. It's a nice, good day here in Texas. No rain. It's not too hot yet. You heard my key word, yet, right?
Oh,
otherwise,
yeah, it's getting there.
It feel good. It feel good right now. But how do you
right
feel
now.
About what's going on? What's going on?
Well, it's a lot going on, you know. The weekend really started with that Juan Cruz that had got killed. He got killed on the 6th, but the story really started circulating, like, closer towards the end of the weekend. And was like, wow, you know. Here it is, a
right.
group of friends just hanging out, and they come walking out of the bar or the restaurant,
mm-hmm.
or whatever it was, and this guy comes yelling all kinds of homophobic slurs and talking about if they were back in his country, wherever that was, that, you
yeah.
know, they would be murdered for, I guess, displaying whatever they were displaying. I don't feel like they were, like, even kissing or anything, but he just assumed they were gay, which... I didn't confirm who actually was gay because the story pretty much was led like it was a friend that was protecting his
right.
friend that was being attacked, and then the guy put out a gun and shot,
right.
and he jumped in front of the bullet pretty much. So definitely rest in peace to Juan Cruz. That was horrible. He was only
definitely.
22 years old, you know.
And when I first read the story, I was like, some of these stories that you read, you can't help but to feel, you know, like some of this stuff, it gets to you sometimes. Not like in the perspective of, you know, in a bad way. It's just that you feel for some of the, you know, the people that have to go through this stuff, that have been going through this stuff. It's crazy. Like, if it's not one thing, it's another. If we're not fighting for, you know, rights overall, period, we have to worry about us, even some of our straight people that have LGBTQ friends. They also have to worry
right.
about being attacked now. Like, it's going to a whole new level, not just we're being attacked, but our friends and our family are being attacked because of the people that we are.
Yeah, and especially if you're not even – the thing that bothered me the most was him saying, you know, if y'all was in my country, it's like, no, but you in our country. you know,
right,
America's
right.
all about being free and all the things. So it's like, if you don't really like or agree with that that lifestyle, you really shouldn't be here.
Right. Why be here? Because you just, I mean, you came from, if this is what you do in your country, then go back to your country and do that. Why,
right.
you know, in a place where you thought we giving everyone a chance, a second chance at life, somewhat, especially some of the people that's from these other countries that go through, you know, harsh conditions, no food, no water, all, you know, this is the stuff we have in other countries, and you come to our country, we're giving you a better way of living, and then this is the type of respect that you show, you know, the new country that you decided to come to. You decided, no one made you come here. You made that decision
right.
yourself. So you, in that event that you decide to come to our country, you should respect and abide by our country laws. Not only that, respect a person, period, a human being, period.
Exactly, you know, and a lot of people work off of the things they, you know, the stereotypes and the things they see on the television or the things they see online,
mm-hmm.
and they don't understand that, you know, not all people represent same things, even though they are part of the same culture.
Right.
So,
and that's,
you know.
What? And a lot of the times, a lot of people are afraid of what they don't understand. That's where a lot of it comes from. Like, they, when people, like I was saying, you know, before you came on, like, people don't do their research. If you research and you do, you know, look into your history, look into your past, a lot of this stuff that is happening right now has happened before.
Happened before,
so at,
right.
At what point do you start, we as people start putting two and two together and realize, like, hey, we got to do something different in order to get, because this, we've been doing this, but this is not working.
Well, a lot of people
aren't that
educated or that, you know, smart. People don't have the sense of compassion anymore,
right.
you know. So.
And have you heard about what's going on down in Virginia? I know you're right there in Baltimore.
Well, of course.
White supremacy.
Virginia is very big. It's very big, so it's Virginia. So I'm not that close. I didn't even look to see. I never been to Charlottesville, I don't think, but it was in Charlottesville,
right.
Virginia. And it's just very fierce. It started out with the Tiki
mm-hmm.
March at the college, which was very uncalled for me. I understand there's a statue of a guy of importance when it comes to their
mm-hmm.
belief system that these group of people have, and they are threatening to remove it because they're trying to make the self more open to, you know, different lifestyles and
mm-hmm.
also races, and trying to separate, you know, trying to blur the lines of racism
right.
and prejudice. So they want to get rid of the statue, you know, and they totally are against it, and they feel like that's the last piece of their existence. You know, they feel like
right,
they feel like they want to be taken over and replaced and all the things, and, you know, very insecure midlife crisis tease, and, you know.
Right.
It was
crazy,
and I actually...
These are the ones that's riding around with the, what is it, Robert E. Lee statue they're trying to remove from the Confederacy,
yeah.
from the Confederate War?
Mm-hmm. They want to remove
right.
it because, you know, it's in the past, and they want to move
right.
forward. And, it, you know, I don't know. The funny part to me is that it seems a lot of the majority of the people in Charlottesville didn't agree with any of the protesting that they were doing, and especially the manner in which they were doing it. And, you know, there was a backlash, you know, all over the place, and they went on
right.
to march the next day, and which they were calling one of the biggest neo-Nazi, and I don't even know all the names of the different groups that got together to protest, I guess, about the Confederacy
right.
and all the things. And it turned into a big mess. You know, you had that one guy that drove his car into the crowd of the
yes.
anti-protesters and killed the one white lady, and it's just a, you know,
okay,
people,
now what,
you know,
what is it? Is it one or three? Because on one end I'm hearing that is one person that died, and then on the other end I'm hearing there's three people that died with 19 hurt.
There was
so
one person that died directly when it comes to that protest. And with the three coming is the two military personnel that were in a helicopter or something, and the helicopter crashed on their way to the scene. So they're contributing that to that. You know, if it wasn't that protest, they wouldn't have been there. So that's where the three comes in there. But it was a lot
now
of left. And you got that one guy that was leading that tried to make sense of everything yesterday, and he got chased off the press report. That's crazy.
And this is the thing. Let us get together and do a rally like that with some tiki torches and some sticks and attacking. Did you see how they were pushing back the car? When I looked at the news clip, I thought I was looking at something from a different country. That's how bad it is.
Right. Oh, yeah. You know, it's always going to be a difference because of that skin, you know. So
yeah,
the whole approach
yeah.
was different. You know, they even had rubber bullets and all
yeah.
macing the people with the Dakota Pipeline. They was just sitting there, you know, blocking any production there, and they were being shot with rubber bullets and all of that. And definitely shout out to them because apparently they did find that it was illegal for any production
right.
for them to be doing any building over there with the Dakota Pipeline. So all that protesting, that peaceful protesting they did, you know, work out in their favor.
Yeah, after it, and you know what? They went through hell with that. They went through hell trying to get, you know, them to push back off that pipeline. And
right.
salute to them because they went through, I mean, they had water hoses out there spraying them down, and it was like frigid weather, like 24-degree weather. These people are going into getting hypothermia, frostbites everywhere. All types of, you know, some of them didn't have food, and then they would spray them down because they knew the temperatures were frigid. So they said, okay, we're going to spray y'all down with the hose, and y'all going to even be more cool.
Right.
That shit, everybody, a lot of them, it's a shock. People were laid up in the hospital.
I know it's
going to
be a movie. It's definitely going to be a movie one day.
Yeah.
The Dakota Pipeline.
I wouldn't doubt if they turned this whole Antifa situation here in Virginia, if they wouldn't turn that into a documentary. Because, I mean, remember when, do you not remember when, what movie was that where Omar Epps was in it down here at a student was going to school down here in Texas and went to the top of the Bell Tower and shot somebody from there? He was a white supremacist, like a neo-Nazi.
Oh,
you're
talking about, I forget what it was called. It had that black guy in it with was it Tyra Banks in it?
Yeah, it was Tyra Banks and Omar Epps. That's what it was. Higher Learning. And it seems
it's
just happening in a whole other state, you know. But for it to be happening there, you know, that's where the Civil War era came from. So it's not surprising that it's happening in Virginia right now because we did fight a Civil War. That was one of the places where Robert E. Lee was. Clearly, they're trying to take away statues, and because they did not win the Confederate War was just, they got slaughtered, point blank, and they can't deal with it, and they still want a little piece of their dignity to make them feel like something. I don't understand why, when you got your behind beat, let them take the statues. They took the statues from everywhere else, so y'all in this one place, y'all think y'all going to be different from anywhere else.
Right.
Come on, take those daggles. We're going to go to break right quick. Next we will have Miss Amira. Oh, it's Izzy, that girl.
Ow.
My knees and my stockings. Maybe it's a girl, you know her. in the white crew, ready to the glow up. Bitch, you know I'm skinny. Niggas get it grimy. Catch me in my boss, bitch. All about the timey. Yeah, I stay shiny. Other hoes are slimy. Bitch, you wanna be me. Don't you fucking try me. Try me. Back down. No need for the drama. Got you all together. Put your head through some trauma. Put me on the liner. Niggas stay snitching. Tell me who's just thinking, mama. Leave my head in the kitchen. Keep it cute. I try to play nice. Now I gotta aim to shoot. Root for low twice. Playing with your life. Go ahead. Roll a dice. Got a two and a three. You lose them that night.
Pursue that girl. Stay with me. I should be so gangsta. But she looks so pretty. She got that, got that.
Come on.
She got that, got that.
Yeah.
She got that, got that.
Got it, locked it, sold it, good. Profit, dollars, commas, what they gonna do with me? Came across the board, have a seat. Different levels and different devils. Come get it. House of stars, bring the cars, then we gon' split it. Mirror old, still ruby, yeah, we independent. Bring the rovers round back, wheels all spinning. Let me say, only beginning. New moves, new crew, new frame, we descending. It's all business. Mirror old, 30 seconds to go. Got the rockin' on low. In my pocket, they cold, you know, cause
I sold that girl. Boo, stay with me. I should be so gangsta. But she looks so pretty. She got that, got that. She got that, got that. She got that, got that.
Where my sexy ladies? Panties to the side for the ride. He crazed me. Both so high like we trying to make a baby. Mirror driving crazy, baby. Come and see crazy.
I saw that girl. Who stay with me?
Yeah.
I should be so gangsta. But she looks so pretty. She got that, got that.
Come on.
She got that, got that.
Yeah.
She got that, got that.
Yes, we back, Colin.
Miss Amira O, you know you be sounding like you belong with, you know you be sounding like you be belong with Lil' Kim in the Bad Boy crew, them bars you be having.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy because everything I always listen to me, that song is old now because I'm like already writing new material. Right. So I always get better. And so I always think of ways I should have said things better. And that really, that song is not really a lyrical song. That was just like, you know, right, something for the radio.
I mean, and it's a nice
every song
track,
ain't going to be lyrical.
You no. Know, you got some bars, though.
Definitely.
Not many. I mean,
yeah, definitely.
Nowadays,
shout out to Izzy Stars. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Izzy. But how long have you been doing music?
I've been putting out music, like actually recording and putting out music since 2010. But I've been writing music since I was a kid, like, you know, because I can write screenplays. I done wrote all kinds of different things. I'm just a writer, period. And I always knew I could rap, but I just, you know, I never thought it was possible to actually be an artist. And but I just started putting out my music and building from there, you know.
Well, I must say, you're doing it. I've been knowing you for a little while. Not that long, since about 2015, I'd say. 14, actually.
Yeah.
2014.
Yeah, 14.
And over that course of time, you've gotten much better. I've listened to myself like, oh, she keep coming. She keep getting better. She coming with the bars. So I salute you.
Yeah, you have to.
I'm going to give you, you know.
Thank you.
Your ups, because you are a great artist, and you got to give credit when credit is due. You know, that's what I'm all about. So, yeah.
Thank you. What else?
What you getting into? What projects you got coming up? Events? Anything?
Well, the album is going to drop like really any moment. Like, I'm waiting for one song. I'm like actually tempted to just drop it without it, but I'm not. But I'm waiting on this one song for my engineer to send me. So we're going to drop that, then we're going to start working on the mixtape. I'm actually going into the studio next to record a song for Nicki Andrews' album. That's going
to
be really hot.
Okay.
Like, I'm really excited about
Nicki
that
Andrew
record
too.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that record, and then I think I'm gonna work on a mixtape, and you know, all the things.
Nice. So we gonna have to get up and do some work one day. Get some,
yeah,
like,
I see you doing some great things. I see your artists are like going
trying to keep them up there. You know, because like I said, see a lot of the artists that I deal with, I try to keep them in my crosshairs because, you know, I have a lot of males on my team, and you know when it comes down to males nowadays, you gotta keep them out of trouble. You know, you gotta give them the hope. You gotta give them something because, like I said, it's too easy for you to get in trouble now.
It is, and you get in trouble for not doing anything. So.
Okay, now this is just come in. Also, too, about the Charlottesville riot. Recently, I'd say this morning, as early as this morning, the Charlottesville riots has been being investigated for the guy that ran down the people. So now, here's the story. You ready, Miss Miro? You ready?
Uh-huh.
It was caused by a stuck accelerator. So he didn't do it intentionally. How much is the bullshit?
Are you serious?
That's crazy.
That's what his lawyers want to use.
That's with the
not a stuck accelerator.
A stuck accelerator. But hold on. It was caused by a stuck accelerator. So if it was caused by a stuck accelerator,
what's wrong with your brakes?
But why didn't you, at the moment when you slammed into that car, why didn't you get out and try to help someone if that was the case? He backed up out of there just as fast as he came in. So there.
Right. But
so
if the accelerator is broke, can't you brake still?
Exactly. And you see if you look back, I want you to do some research yourself, and I want you to look at this. Go back and look at the video from the time that car came down that alleyway, impacted the vehicle that was directly in front of it, threw the car in reverse, and proceeded to run people over going backwards.
Yeah,
so
that's exactly what I thought.
Exactly. So how can you say that, of course, because, look, they're going to try to get him off of this. These are white nationalists, okay? And the person that died was a Caucasian female, but she was out there fighting for, push these white supremacists back. This is not what we're about. And she ended up dying. And now you got this guy coming out saying it was due to a stuck accelerator. Hold on, bro. What happened to your brakes? You ain't got no brakes. Why didn't you stop? My question is, why didn't you get out the car? So this is a development story. Of course, we're going to have to, you know, keep ahead and looking at it because right now it's crazy. And for a helicopter a helicopter crashes. In the midst of what else can happen? A helicopter crashes. I never imagined something like that. Wow, you know, you hear stuff like this going on in other countries. I would have never imagined in our country something else, but you look at who we have as president.
Crazy.
I'm trying to figure out when they're going to come to the conclusion that, hey, we need to get somebody in here that's going to help alleviate the situation because over the past year, it's been an uptick in this racial war. It's slowly upticking. Where you
it
have
is,
people that never even thought about, and to think about it, as much as African Americans have been for, we are the ones that's so patient and kind, and you know they want us to forget about our past. But
how can we forget about
our past when you're walking through campuses with tiki torches? That's like a flashback Friday, bro. You understand? That's just like me.
Yeah.
That could be an automatic stressor, knowing what our ancestors went through, for me to see somebody walking around with a tiki torch. You want to take the tiki torch and stuff, get up somebody's butt?
Looking all crazy, and they all look in their 30s and 40s, and they had their khakis on and the white T-shirts and the button downs, the eyes all—it was really weird, kind of.
But you
like they were actually reenacting.
But did you notice this? You notice ever since the story has come out about Charlottesville, and the story has come out about mainly this stuff that's going on lately. You notice that we haven't heard anything else about what's going on with the whole Russia situation, Russia and Donald Trump situation. All of that has been basically looked over because of this race war that has been started. And believe it or not, when I was doing my research about this whole thing in Charlottesville, I found out that George Soros, he's like one of the big bankers, one of the big billionaires, A-listers, top at the top. He bussed people into Charlottesville for the protest. So just like this guy that came over from Ohio and ran this lady over, he bussed us from Virginia. These people are coming
just
from
like
other
help
states.
With that case.
Yeah. These people are coming from
and
other
honestly,
states into here.
And honestly, it's seen a lot of the neighboring white folk really, not really with it. They, you know, they didn't. Nobody got time for that. It's like, it's so many other things that's going on. And it was just like,
exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. I like to dedicate my time to helping people that need it. You understand? Not to something, like, this is time consuming. The time
and
that it
is causing traffic.
Right. This is time consuming. People trying to get the work. People out here trying to make a better living for them, not only themselves, for the people in community. And then you have things like this that occur. Political, all it is, this, I believe, this whole white supremacy thing is it comes up from the top. It starts at the top, okay? Because you notice we had a whole black president in office, and we had no white supremacy mark like this carried away. This would have never happened.
Right.
Well, Obama would, you know, daggone well, this would have never happened. And what I think it's a front to get each and every city, just like Charlottesville. Each and every city in one state.
In an uproar. Yeah.
So they can have a reason to call martial law. And that's what I'm seeing. It's not what I'm hearing. It's what I'm, it's happening. Because if you notice from that one Charlottesville incident, people down here in Austin begin to march. People down in Georgia begin to march. Every state,
LA.
Almost every state in this country held a march to basically try to fix the little bit of damage that has been done down in Charlottesville.
The hysteria, creating a hysteria.
It is. It's to think about our young children have to grow up in this environment. With this,
I know.
Like, they have to deal with this. We've dealt with it, but never to this magnitude that they, like, this is, when we, see, we had to deal with it. But the 80s babies, I never had to deal with it like this. Our children are growing up here in it, just like our grandparents did. The era,
right.
it came full circle. It skipped the generation and went full circle. So we're going to go to break right quick. I want y'all to sit back, relax, continue to tune in. Right now we got Haunt Me by Aku Shaman and D. Scott. Stay tuned.
Seems, I guess, a little bit of technical difficulties, darling, but you know what I really want to talk about? I want to get into this new web series. That's amazing. Like, while we're getting the music together, it's called Chasing Atlanta. It's amazing. It actually follows, I believe it's about 6 or 7 of these gay men around Atlanta as they try to build their brands and everything. And I just love the show. As 6 guys that I know of, it's Sky, it's Jalon, Lyric, Davon, Akeem, and what's his name? Is it Cameron? Yeah, Cameron. Cameron is the fashion designer, but I live for the show. You can find it on YouTube, Chasing Atlanta. So make sure y'all look that up. It's a web series, and it's amazing. I believe it's 4 episodes on there. But get into it, honey.
Mixed by Tone.
Who get money and who ain't?
Iceberg.
What it do?
A nigga too broke for the win. I gotta go get her a Benz. Look like I walk with a limp. Don't I look good on the lens? Taxicab number 12. Life shorter than the elf. Let me roll another L. Tell her I'm feeling myself. Give it up, pick it up. Walk in the club, then she stick it up. All of they go, so they digging us. Who from Atlanta that's big as us? Double in here for the taking. Look at that money we making. They money don't look the same. Bitch, you better get the raking. Nigga trying to get the secret potion. My money like hats can't fold it. I got more paper than folders. Give me a deal and it's over. Give it up, get it in. Get a big old bag and go put it in. Get to that money, you gotta keep pushing. Bigger the booty, the better the pussy. Give it up, she going in. Get it in. Give it up, she going in. Get it in. Give it up, she going in. Get it in. Give it up, she going in. 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 Woo, woo. Give it up, she going in. Get it in. Give it up, she going in. Get it in. Give it up, she going in. Get it in. Give it up, she going in. 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 I ain't coming in bit to make friends. I came in there bit to make ends. Me ain't got no problem sending. That's the main ingredients to winning. I could squeeze a meal out of penny. Had to copyright my image. These pussy niggas, I had swagger back and more emotional than these bitches. Make sure every dollar crispy. Throwing money like frisbee. Spent so much I got dizzy. Blue money like Tiffany. Blue money like Nipsey. Smoking wax like hippie. Fuck sip and get tipsy. Fuck drunk, get pissy. Had to go and grab big money just because I knew this was a big one. Four club bangers in a row. Bitch, you can't wait to see my show. So precise when I throw. From the ceiling to the floor. That bitch ain't getting no wood. That mean her pussy no good. Give it up, she going in. Get it in. Give it up, she going in. Get it in. Give it up, she going in. Get it in. Give it up, she going in. 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 Woo. Give it up, she going in. Get it in. Give it up, she going in. Get it in. Give it up, she going in. Get it in. Give it up, she going in. 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 Woo.
Yes, we're back.
She going in. Yeah, I like that. That was cute.
So we want some of y'all artists out there, some of y'all independent artists. We want y'all to start submitting some of y'all music so it can be played on air. We got a lot of great things coming. We also got Urban Music Report that's down in Arizona that we're getting ready for soon, where we'll actually have a platform, be broadcast live on television. You can find it on YouTube, you can find it on Roku, you can find it on Apple TV. Search Urban Music Report. Got a lot of good stuff
Definitely, shout out.
And we definitely looking forward to seeing some of Miss Mira O stuff come up because she stay going. I don't know if y'all not following her, y'all need to follow her on Facebook.
We got a whole album about to drop, boys.
You will not be disappointed. She will give you, I mean, she keeps everybody up to date. We be on the same go, back and forth, back and forth, back to go. She's great. But I mean, talented young lady. Talented. We're going to say young.
And
lady.
We definitely need to see more. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much. We definitely need to see more artists, you know, send music. And the way y'all be putting music on my posts and stuff, commenting your music and inboxing me all these music videos and lyrics and stuff, y'all need to go ahead and send that music on to the radio station, darling. Yes,
iBuiltBooking.
You also can listen
to our radio. We also have our template up, our radio station up on the website. So if you would like to listen into the radio show directly from the website while you looking around, you can also do that too.
Right,
we'll
it's a great site.
It is. And we're still working on it. There's a lot more that needs to be done. There'll be events up there. There'll be shopping areas. We got different blogs that's coming. So like I said, make sure y'all look out for it because we definitely got a whole lot more coming up for you. So, Miss Amira,
what's up?
How did you feel about the whole last song we just played? She going in.
I love it. You know, the hook was catchy, and I love it. I think it was on. You know, just like one on Rotten Records or one on Club Records. Get the girls strong, get them lit.
Right. That's one of them. That's one of them twerk songs.
Yeah, definitely. Even the song before that was.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
was Pop That Pussy or something. I don't know. It was Rocky.
Oh, you can also, I don't know if I told you guys, you can submit your files through iBuiltBookie. If you do not wish to submit them through there, you can email Street Smart Radio. Exactly what I said.
Yes.
Email StreetSmartRadio at gmail.com. We can review your track. We can give you comments, updates, everything you're looking for right on Street Smart Radio. And we actually would like some of you to hit us up so we can get some interviews from you guys. I know you guys, all of you are not in one state. We got demographics and people listening in from Alaska, from Norway.
Yeah, definitely shout out to Alaska, Norway.
Shout out to them because they've definitely been tuning in. So, like I said, I want y'all to keep tuning in. We got a whole lot more coming. A whole lot more. So keep it locked. We'll be right back. I'm going to let y'all listen to this little clip from Victoria from Aqua Shaman.
Well, it went pretty much like this.
Look what you did to me. Look at it literally. You can see the scars.
In a single parent household, treated right with a fur blanket every time I got cold. I was taught no matter what to always do what I was told. But the vision and the happiness was getting kinda old. My mom sacrificed it all just for three. My brother, my sister, and well, of course, me. She had her first kid when she was 19. She's still the strongest woman that I've seen. She said she want a range, I'ma give you that. When I'm rich, think of all the stuff I'll get you back. Cause there's no way I could pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. Trying to make a couple grand, you know I just want the bands. I ain't trying to fuck with Zans, I got too much love for them. That was different, but see, I could never just a man. Make money, make better choices, that always was the plan. Jake about to be up on the flex soon. I'm hoping I can be that way by next June. Mixtape still up in my ex room. Her man found it, called me all upset too. She played hit it in the car for him one day. She lied and said it was Kendrick before the fame. She loved it and it's funny cause he said the same. Then his mind changed when he sued, saw my name. Damn, isn't that a shame? I ain't even need force just to cause the pain. I ain't even need to go back to my player days. DLC Terrace got him all on the major wave. Yeah, they on the major wave. Yeah, they on the major waves. I never care about what the haters say. The ocean's currents got them all on the major waves. I ain't Spider-Man, but I got them on the main thread. In their eyes, they either salty or fuzzy blades. Sending money, trust me, honey, that's what major craves. Trying to make sure I'm mentioned up in your top saves. Now to be with the elf, I hate drunk second. Dropping bombs on lightweight, some funk flexing. But I ain't flexing the money if I don't got the baggage. About to act another 21 to the 7. I used to be a born at sandwich maker paper days. In the freezer, writing rhymes on order paper days. That beat was in it inside me, and then it later came. Now I got them all steady, embracing the major wave. Yeah, they on the major wave. Yeah, they on the major wave. I never care about what the haters say. The ocean's currents got them all on the major wave. Yeah, they on the major wave. Yeah, they on the major waves. I never care about what the haters say. The ocean's currents got them all on the major waves. Major waves.